Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
The second hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We're talking about the idea of secession. Some people, like one of our co-hosts here, Mark, believe that it is completely unpalatable for people and argues against it. Even though he doesn't like the federal government, he still, for whatever reason, wants it to be around so he can drive from state to state.
It has intractable,
without being stopped.
Secession has
intractable
problems, is what I'm saying.
No, it doesn't. It's worked fine for plenty of countries that have had secession over all of the years, and that results in decentralization and more political control in the various places that have it. Whether they have more or less government after that is completely up to those areas. So if California secedes, or rather when California secedes, then they will be able to go down the road of socialism even further. And I say, good luck to them. It'll probably be an absolute dismal result with it impoverished people and starvation like in Venezuela. You know what? They should be free to make that choice for themselves.
Will California's treaties agreements with Nevada in order to get water still hold when they're no longer state?
They're going to have to pay more probably for that. Let's go to... They can always They could build a desalinization plant, okay, if that's what they really want to do. Let's go to the...
Been able to do it yet.
Invention is the mother of, necessity is the mother of invention, Mark. So let's just let the market handle these things unless you really just think the government does a better job of everything.
I thought you were going to have a socialist California. The market's not going to have anything to do with
it. It's not my problem. I don't know what they're going to do out in California, and I honestly don't care. I don't care what they do now, except right now, what they do out there has an effect on us because of the federal government. So when we leave the federal government, California will no longer have an effect on us, okay? So why you want to keep this arrangement, I don't understand. Let's go back to Bernard. He's in Columbia, South Carolina. Bernard, go ahead with your thoughts.
Yes, South Carolina, the first state that attempted to secede from the Union. Actually, the Civil War was not the first attempt by South Carolina to secede from the Union. It was the third. But it was the first serious attempt that saw the federal government react, and basically the federal government turned to military force to keep the territory of South Carolina within the Union and all the federal installations within South Carolina. They refused to give over to the state of South Carolina.
You really need to mention the part about firing on an occupied federal fort.
Wasn't that a false flag? Some people are alleging that the whole thing was cooked up.
I don't think that was a false flag. That really was the South Carolina militia firing upon the federal garrison at Fort Sumter.
How do you know? So what they teach in the history books written by the federal government?
History is a series of agreed-upon lies is why. And the idea that you're going to argue against it is pointless.
I didn't argue. I just asked, how do you know?
You don't know.
Exactly.
But who knows? Maybe the fort fired first. It doesn't really matter.
That's what I'm saying.
When you employ violence against a greater armed
foe, why secession needs to be done peacefully this time.
Well, then it'll have to be by negotiation with the federal government.
Yeah,
and get
like saying, hey, we're done. Set. We're done here. Goodbye.
I have it all out. I have one other point. Hello?
Yeah, you're right here.
One of y'all mentioned something about the federal government being bankrupt.
Yeah.
Bankruptcy is a legal concept whereby a government allows or takes control of a person or institution's assets, either voluntarily or involuntarily, in order to satisfy creditors. There is no body which can do that to a sovereign state.
That's one of the definitions of bankrupt. The other definition is an insolvent person.
Yeah, well, okay, insolvent. Say insolvent instead of bankrupt. And, you know, there'll come a point in time when...
They have more debt than they have the ability to pay off.
Yeah, I mean, this is, to some extent now, you've fallen into the word trap. I mean, if I were to say that someone murdered somebody else, but they haven't been convicted, you could come back and say, well, murder is a legal term. You can say they killed them, but you can't say they murdered them. And, you know, I mean, it's true. But there's a functional sort of civilian definition to the term murder and bankruptcy, and there is a legal definition to the term murder and bankruptcy.
And it's the legal definition that winds up getting people jailed. But, you know, basically there's nobody that, you know, the UN cannot come along and involuntarily put the United States of America into bankruptcy to divide up its assets to pay off its foreign creditors.
However, its credit rating can be affected, you know, and it has
I really don't care what happens to the United States. If people leave the United States, if the state governments decide to leave, which we're looking at seeing happen, California has a ballot initiative that they're working on, the Yes California ballot initiative.
It's
they're
been
going to
discussed
get
in Washington State as well.
Yep, they need to get 600,000 signatures to put it to a vote of the people there in California. If and when states start to leave the United States government, then more states are going to go. You're going to see a domino effect of states leaving. And then whatever few states are left, they're the ones that are going to have that debt. Ultimately, they can do whatever they need to do to print out a $23 trillion bill or coin or $30 trillion or $50 trillion or however much it is by that point and pay off their debts or just dissolve the entire organization and say, sorry, you ain't getting anything.
Who gets the military? I mean, this is the world's largest military. What, 23 different aircraft carriers?
God knows how many
Ohio-class nuclear subs. I mean,
sell them off or sell it for parts.
Go ahead.
I want one MRAP for myself.
Go get it. Thanks, Bernard. Appreciate the call tonight, man. Let's talk to Pat. He's in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Pat.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Pat. Well, you guys are rolling back into the history books. I'd like to say on that standing, we're still paying interest on the loans from the Civil War.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know,
yikes.
And I think the one thing the whole country can agree on is that was it freed the slaves. No matter who started it, why it was, you know, if that was the standing and founding of it.
I don't know. I mean,
it did good. All right. That particular war did good.
I think that what it did was made a better, more equal form of slavery for all of us that we call citizenship today.
Well, that's true enough. True enough. Yeah. Everybody got unchained, though.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, you know, there certainly wasn't the amount of lashings and rapes going on.
Yeah, we went from overt slavery to the sort of free-range slavery that we have today.
Right. All right. But as far as what's going on right now, the Democrats, who was the party of slavery, by the way, are trying to steal this election. And there's multiple aspects and avenues, and this is far from over. So I suggest Jerome get an inhaler. I think he might need one.
Thanks, Pat. Anything else you want to share?
No, I'm not done. Oh, God, now you sidetracked me. I was on a roll there.
Well, one thing I'll say about the, for one, Trump has also claimed victory. And
so is Vermin Supreme.
Yeah, Vermin Supreme.
Did he really?
Yeah, nice. The guy with the rubber boot.
2 days ago.
The guy with the rubber boot on his head has also claimed victory.
Yeah, well, I don't want to have a president, but if I had to have one, I'd pick Vermin Supreme.
Right, there you go.
All right, but you guys are talking about secession.
Yeah.
And while I agree that it's not really doable as we see it right now, but I think this election, if the Democrats get away with stealing it, is going to tick enough people off where there might actually be enough uprising to finally get a convention of states. And that we could limit the federal government with.
That would be very interesting.
People have been talking about that forever. You have to remember there's going to be a bunch of people there who won't want to limit the federal government.
Well, the problem is we need 38 states,
mm-hmm.
and just with the 13 colonies, which is the East Coast, we're outnumbered.
Right, and
right.
This is one of the things I wonder is...
We got crooked governors here, like in my state, and if they're in control of the the wherewithal of the country, we're doomed.
Look, secession is far more likely than getting a constitutional convention and trying to, quote, fix the federal government. Thank you, Pat, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind, and we will talk about secession because it's time that this happens sooner rather than later. And that was true 4 years ago, by the way. This is Free Talk Live.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. D-I-V-I Project.org. News from news.bitcoin.com. A 1 million-ounce gold find in Russia raises questions if Bitcoin is more rare than gold. The Bitcoin market is expected to be volatile until the end of the year. Study shows that half of U.S. investors interested in adding Bitcoin to their portfolio. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
What if the United States and Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III. From some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com. Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant, Daughter, by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net. To get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition. Dial in toll free and bring up anything you want here. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. Secession, it is or should be in the news, and it was actually back in February. I actually came across this story from WashingtonTimes.com. It is an analysis opinion piece by F.H. Buckley. And Mr. Buckley apparently is the author of a book. He's a professor at Scalia Law School and the author of American Secession, The Looming Threat of a National Breakup, which is what this op-ed of his is based on.
I think that it could very well be coming, but I think the national breakup would probably be along party lines as opposed to just an individual state or something.
I'm curious what he means by threat in his title.
Well, I haven't read the book, so I couldn't tell you that, but this particular piece I will share with you again. This was actually from back in February.
Mm-hmm.
So
pre-COVID.
Pre-COVID, pre-election, all that. And again, as I pointed out, we talked about secession in 2012. We talked about secession in 2016.
We've talked about secession for 20 years.
I was going to say, I don't know that there's been a year that's gone by that secession has not been talked about on this program.
Maybe early on. I don't remember talking about it in the early days of Free Talk Live, but then again, that was more than 15 years ago, so it's hard to really remember it.
Yeah, about the time you started, you signed up for the Free State Project, which I believe was in 2004.
No, I signed up in 2002.
If 2002?
Which was before...
That's when you started talking about secession. Yeah.
Okay. Well, then it would have been the whole time.
If you're of a freedom mind and you've thought about philosophy, you've read some books, maybe listened to the show for a while, like secession should be in your vocabulary. Yeah. You should understand what it is, and hopefully you're a fan of it.
And the point of this discussion is to help other people come to understand what it is and why it's a good idea. So here's what F.H. Buckley, again, he's a law professor or at Scalia Law School. He writes, "As a people, we've seldom been more divided. And since that doesn't look about to change, maybe it's time to look at the possibility of secession. Nearly every country is staring down a secession movement, so why should we think we're exempt? After all, 1776 was our own secession from Britain. It's not as though we'd fight a civil war over secession as we did in 1861. For one thing, the stakes would be a lot lower today. The civil rights revolution has taken hold, and there'd be no going back to the bad old days of Jim Crow in any seceding state. So instead of a war, what we'd see...
If people have in their minds that somehow secession means slavery for some ethnic group, then let me disabuse you of that. Secession goes around across the globe, and as a matter of fact, the largest secession event in the planet occurred post World War I with the collapse of the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Ottoman Empire, several empires. It rippled down for decades, and thereby, I think it was 1940, there were twice as many countries as there were in 1910.
So instead of a war, he says, what we'd see is the kind of sorting out of people that happens today when people move from California to Texas. That's how moderns settle these things. And we're seeing that happening, and we've seen that happen, where people get fed up with a certain place for whatever reason, and they can vote with their feet and move somewhere else.
I did.
Yeah, and it was the right move.
There will be people leaving the United States because of the results of this election.
Not that many. You know, a lot of people who say they're going to do that never follow through.
There will be more people, I think, moving from whatever state they're currently in we're talking United States, to possibly another state.
That's already happening, for sure. There was a couple that were at the meeting. We had a get-together here today, what they call a market day, where liberty-minded folks kind of sell their wares to the community, and there was a couple with some kids that showed up that they're moving out of California.
Yep.
Yeah.
They're done.
Well, and even in the Seattle, Washington area, for a long time, the Seattle natives have been complaining about the migrants from California moving.
Sure.
Because of the tech migration. It had nothing to do with politics. It was because, you know, the tech jobs were becoming more plentiful in the Seattle area, and as expensive as Seattle was, it was still less expensive than California.
San Francisco.
San Francisco, right. Yeah, absolutely. One of the reasons that people stay within the United States and fewer of them leave the United States is because it's just different out there. I've been to 30 countries or something like that, and It's hard to be comfortable as a U.S. citizen because, you know, stores are different, the language isn't the same, and just a whole bunch of things that don't, that kind of prickle your skin. You're just like not quite home. But if you move from, if you move from California to New Hampshire, not that much has changed. The topography has changed, but, you know, the people
still talk a bit of a culture
shock. They're completely different countries, dude. I mean, it was hugely different when I moved here from Florida to New Hampshire. There's a ton of stuff that's different. Yeah, the language is similar, yeah, but even that is different.
All they the street signs use the same different. Language, but yeah, they're, you know, it's Concord, not Concord.
They call a water fountain, they call it a bubbler.
Yeah,
right. I'm like, what the hell? How did that? Where did they get that name from?
Well, in Wisconsin too. When I grew up, it was a bubbler, not a water fountain.
Really?
Yeah. And then you've got the whole pop and soda thing.
Yeah.
Right? So there's differences.
There's totally different lingos.
Like I've moved around the United States a whole bunch. Not so much. I've been to Mexico. I've been to Canada. I haven't really been to. I've never been to Europe or any exotic country or anything like that. But only for a vacation or just to say that I've been to these places. But I do encourage people to go internationally, go travel and meet people. Yeah. See these other cultures because it does change your mind about people. It changes your mind about how governments operate. It changes your mind it makes you a more cultured person. And if you're experienced in these multiple cultures, it opens your eyes to things that you would not have seen before had you not traveled. So I encourage that even within the United States to move from culture to culture and see these differences that we're talking about.
Some think that secession is a constitutional impossibility. They're wrong. If a state wanted out, I don't think we'd see a president sending in the troops, which is always the biggest objection.
Sure, that's the only thing. Well, honestly, that's what government is, right? Well, that's what a nation state is. You can go on YouTube and listen to Barack Obama say something to the effect, well, this is what defines a difference. The distinction for a nation state is the monopoly on violence, right?
Yeah, that's what he said.
And something to that effect. I don't know exactly what
it is. Pretty good.
But he... that's what it is. A nation state, the difference between that organizational model and other organizational models is a monopoly on violence.
Mm-hmm.
And so really the only thing a government can do, you pick the given state that's going to secede, I don't care. The only thing they can do is if that state, they vote, 66% of the people in the state vote, we want to secede and we don't care. If you've got that kind of plebiscite going on, there's nothing that the federal government could do about it except roll in tanks. And if they did, they would lose so much support from the other people.
I would hope so.
I would be, gobstopped at the notion.
Flabbergasted?
Right.
It's not to say they wouldn't do it, it's impossible for them to do it. But, yeah, they would ruin whatever semblance of legitimacy that they had left. Because a lot of people, they have friends and family members in other states. And they would feel like they were now attacking their friends and family. So I think it would be a pretty unprecedented move for them to do something like that.
Right. And what's going to actually happen is that, for one, a secession movement doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't.
And when the federal government began to see whatever that state is get to the point that they actually are going to vote for secession, it looks like it could go something. There's going to be polls, after all.
They start making offers.
They'd start making negotiations. And at this point...
And we would ignore every single one of them, tell them to go pound sand. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. More of this law professor's interpretation on the idea of secession. He says it is possible. Now I say we should do it.
Maxwell, she was scratching and losing some hair. My vet, she says, oh, he must be allergic to chicken. Another vet says, eat the grain. Third vet says, it's the weather. Then somebody said,
DINOVITE.com.
It took 2 weeks, and the dog stopped itching. The hair stopped falling out. The Dynavite is a big part of Maxwell's diet.
It's Dynavite. How happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Every year, over 1 million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
USA Radio News with Dan Meraki.
Still challenging the vote.
Speaking at a press conference in Philadelphia on Saturday, President Trump's personal lawyer, Rudy Giuliani, says the Trump campaign will continue to dispute the election results in Pennsylvania. Alleging that Republican observers were not allowed to watch the counting of ballots, Giuliani said the campaign would be taking further legal action.
And we have no way of knowing, because we were deprived of the right to inspect, if a single one of those ballots is legitimate. That is unheard of, it's illegal, it's unconstitutional, and we will be bringing an action challenging that. And I emphasize to you, it's only one of the many other infirmities in this election.
The results of Arizona, Nevada, Georgia, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin are being contested by the Trump campaign, or are so close that they have not been called as of Saturday. USA Radio News is not calling the race until all the legal challenges are resolved. This is USA Radio News. President Trump's campaign has filed a lawsuit in Arizona alleging some votes in Maricopa County were incorrectly rejected. According to the suit, some voters' ballots were rejected after they were incorrectly marked overvotes and automatically disqualified. The suit is asking that all purported overvoted ballots be manually inspected. This suit joins challenges already filed in Pennsylvania. Other suits in Arizona, Georgia, Michigan, Nevada, and Pennsylvania have either been dismissed or are still pending. Three earthquakes shook Alaska's largest city Saturday morning. The epicenter for all three quakes was about 20 miles north of Anchorage, with the largest measured at a strength of 5.0 on the Richter scale. Tremors of 3.9 and 4.4 followed within 3 hours of the first quake. There have been no immediate reports of damage. Eta has re-strengthened into a tropical storm in the Caribbean Sea and is heading for Cuba. The storm re-strengthened after moving offshore Friday from Central America and is tracking for central Cuba. It's expected to turn towards Florida on Sunday and could hit the Keys and South Florida late Sunday into Monday. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have health or energy challenges? Would you like to support your health and energy from a product that people consistently feel the uplifting and health-building effects from the first day they consume it? I introduce you to Green Meadow Whey, the only whey protein powder from grass-pastured cows that is processed in a manner that ensures that the proteins and amino acids remain in their correct geometric shape that the body can use. The naturally occurring proteins, peptides, and amino acids in renatured whey are proven to support multiple aspects of human health, from complementing your immune system to neutralizing chronic inflammation, to supporting detoxification, to stabilization of blood sugar, and more. Additionally, due to the Tesla-like frequencies encoded into Green Meadow Whey, it is a dramatic support for your energy and mood. And it is an excellent emergency preparedness food with well over a 5-year shelf life. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit greenmeadowway.com. Greenmeadowway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Also, our Matrix chat server is open and available to you over at chat.lrn.fm. That's actually where you get the instructions on how to connect to it. If you already know how to do Matrix, then just put in matrix.lrn.fm into your Matrix client, and that's how you can get in to where our chats are. There's a variety of them. There's maybe like just over half a dozen official rooms, and there's probably another dozen plus rooms that were created by listeners. You can just create whatever room you want to. Now, whether other people will join it or not, that is the question.
It remains a mystery.
If you build it, will they come?
They may. Some have. Some of the listener rooms are actually very popular on the server, so check it out at chat.lrn.fm. And you've heard us talking about Divi here on Free Talk Live. It's a cryptocurrency, one of the newer ones out there, and run by some liberty-minded folks we met over at Anarchapulco when we were down in Mexico a few years ago. I think that's where we first encountered the folks from Divi. And recently, as in last year, we got a Divi masternode, which I have now set up here in the studio, and wanted to go through the process myself and see how hard it was or how easy it was. And it turns out it really is super easy. Now, it's not one click, which is what originally was being advertised, and it takes more than one click, but it's not much more than a handful of them. It's really, really very simple.
It's very simple.
Very easy to do. Even Mark could do it if he really wanted to. But you had your wife doing.
Right. And honestly, people don't understand this, is that I'm the tech guy in our house.
Oh,
as terrifying
right.
as that is. So the fact that she did it means that it really
it
is quite easy.
Yeah, it's pretty easy. DiviProject.org. Now, you do need to have Divi in order to create a masternode. And so how do you acquire Divi? Well, you can get it from multiple exchanges, or what might be a better option is to just get it directly from the Divi team. They've got some. They can sell it to you. Go to DiviProject.org. That's what they call an over-the-counter purchase, which means it won't adjust the price of exchanges when you make that purchase. So, because a lot of times, if you go on an exchange and you try to make a large buy, it'll shoot the price up. You don't want that happening. So you can avoid that by going to DiviProject.org. They've got a link right to their Telegram chat. You can connect to that and talk to them directly. DiviProject.org. And, of course, they'll help you if you have any questions getting things set up and all that, too. So we go to more of your calls and thoughts, and then more from this attorney or professor at a law school who says secession is possible. It is not constitutionally impossible, and he doesn't think the president would send in troops. He says that in 1868, when the Civil War was good and over, the court held that there was no right of secession, but they based this on the 1781 Articles of Confederation, which in 1787 the framers thought were no longer in effect. So the court's originalists would likely take seriously a vote on secession. And we'll tell you more about what he has to say coming up here, but first let's go to Bob. He's in Holland, Michigan, listening to WHTC. Go ahead, Bob.
Hi, guys. I've been in New Hampshire. It's a beautiful state. I used to work for a congressman. People call me about the NSA, National Security Office in Orme, Maryland, and they say they're being watched through the computer. They even call them on the phones and so forth, and they're collecting data, and they store it in Orem, Utah, in these big buildings.
Yep.
The old-timer states like Nazi Germany in 1933, they collected all kinds of data. I don't want to scare people, but it's really...
Yeah, well, this is a lot of what Edward Snowden revealed in 2013 when he started releasing little bits of information about the data that he had gotten out of the NSA when he was a contractor there. And, yeah, the NSA absolutely has the ability to spy on people, and they have been spying on people, but they want you to think that they're all done with that.
And the Nazi Germans would be so jealous of the technology that exists today to collect all of that data, they would be frothing at the mouth.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, yeah, thank you. A lot of people are concerned about here in Holland, Michigan, it's happening, so thank you. Have a good day. Thank you, man.
Okay, I guess he just wanted to remind us about the NSA. Thank you, Bob, for that. Yeah, it is definitely important to remember that the government goons have a tremendous ability to invade your privacy.
Technology is a double-edged sword. Yeah. It has made our lives significantly better.
Yeah,
just talking to somebody today about the difference between when we were kids, I'm 49 years old, the difference between when I was a kid and today, I grew up without the internet. I grew up without a cell phone.
Right, now kids have it from day one.
Right.
You know what I did the other day? I just left the house. No wallet, no keys, no cell phone. I just left the house. I was like, whoa, this is weird. I don't think I've done this since my teens.
Well, I had a wallet and keys back in the 80s.
So what you're saying is you left your front door unlocked.
I did, yeah.
It's nice to live in a small town.
It is. Yeah. I just walked down the street for a thing. But, you
That's
know,
cool.
I left the house without anything. And I was like... Wow, this is so freeing.
How do you know how many steps you got in a day if you don't have your smartwatch on?
I want to go to David. He's in Jackson, Michigan, listening to WKHM. Hello, David.
Hey, good evening, gents. How are you?
Good. What's on your mind, David?
Oh, just talking a little bit with some other, Michigan residents here. And the thing about seceding from the Union, call it that. Now, the East Coast on the Atlantic. It's huge.
Yep.
All the way through the Gulf of Mexico. And then the West Coast, the Pacific. Now, where's the military? How is that going to be divvied up? What's going to be, where's the battle line going to be drawn? Where's the state line going to be drawn? What allegiance are you going to
Let's slow it down here. So the state lines have already been drawn. I mean, maybe there's going to be some discrepancy or some debate over those here and there. But for the most part, those are pretty much accepted by most people. The question about the military, pretty good one. That's a good question. I don't know. It'd be interesting to hear different proposals for how to handle that. What do you think?
I've heard the idea that those folks who are currently within, you know, any military building or perhaps a ship or something like that, that you could just turn that particular item over to those people and go ahead, make a business out of this.
Yeah, I mean, certainly
the
people.
Aircraft carrier business people.
Yeah, I mean, you could do tours, you could, you know, all sorts of things.
Or right? Sell it off to some other government or whatever.
However,
get some money for it.
Yeah.
However, let me ask you then this.
Yeah.
What about our foreign allies and enemies?
Don't need them.
They're going to take a stand. Are we going to be free? Or will we be?
When you say they're going to take a stand, what do you mean?
Well, most nations want our resources bad.
Okay, they can pay for them. It is not our responsibility to go around the rest of the world and play policeman or play guard to the rest of the planet. Let them pay for their own defense.
If there's a resource...
Let me ask you this then. You're freedom oriented in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
I am too.
Great.
Do you want to be controlled by a foreign or state government?
No, that's why I want to secede, because the United States federal government is controlling us right now. And it's going to get worse.
That's what I wonder. What is freedom?
Freedom is the ability to make decisions for yourself that don't infringe upon the rights of others.
Do you think a foreign government that really wants to control us or eliminate the population, say?
Why would they want to do that?
Freedom? No,
there's no foreign government out there that wants to eliminate the population of the United States, especially if they can sell things to them like the Chinese people are doing. The Iranian government and the other so-called enemies of the United States don't have any interest in attacking a free New Hampshire, because New Hampshire will not be occupying their territory with tanks and bombs.
And if there's something that they want,
your own money and establish your own government.
We don't need to. We have cryptocurrency. We've got gold. We don't need other. We don't need state monies.
I understand the Fed's grabbed how many billion dollars worth of that. I still don't understand as much. Maybe I'll let you go and explain.
You talking about
the
cryptocurrency?
Seize that much? Yep. I want to.
Yeah, they took it from. They stole it from somebody.
Yep.
So in the same way that I can put it. Thank you for the call. In the same way that I can put a. You know, I wouldn't do this, but in the same way that someone could put a gun to another person's head and steal their wallet from them, the federal government put their guns to Ross Ulbricht's head in the library in San Francisco, and they stole his Bitcoin from him. And it turned into $1 billion worth. It was only like $300,000 worth at the time. And now it's like $975 million worth of Bitcoin. They stole it. That's how they do things. And that's why I don't want anything to do with them, because they're a criminal agency and they hurt peaceful people. And now they've got Ross Ulbricht, a man who ran a website, behind bars for 2 life sentences plus 40 years. That man needs to be released. We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy, because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up what you want here. It is the live Saturday edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Want to say thanks to Gage Bass, who is a Free Talk Live gold amplifier. Gage contributes $10 a month to the AMP program, and that means that he is supporting what we do here on Free Talk Live. He's,
as a musician, I have to wonder if it's bass or bass.
Or bass. That's a good question. A friend of mine in high school was bass, so I'm going with that
one. Did he play the bass?
I don't think he did.
Have you seen the bass guitar shaped like a fish?
No.
It's called the bass guitar.
I'm sure it is.
Gage can write in and correct us.
Thanks, Gage.
Thanks, Gage.
Appreciate it. And that is the way to help Free Talk Live. If you want to hear us get on more radio stations around the country, you think more people need to hear the ideas of freedom and peace and secession, then get behind the show over at amp.freetalklive.com. Gage did twice what we asked.
Is it Gage or Gauge?
Or Gage.
Gage.
He did twice the amount that we asked. We asked for $5 a month. He did 10, so thank you for that, Gage. And you can do that, too, by joining over at amp.freetalklive.com. You get some cool perks, including access to the new supporters chat room on our server. We got the chat server. If you are an amplifier, you can get an invitation to a room that is just for supporters like you. So go to amp.freetalklive.com. You can use debit card, credit card. You can use PayPal. You can use Bitcoin if you want to. It's getting a little pricey to use Bitcoin these days, sadly. Last Bitcoin transaction I sent would have been like almost $10 to send that transaction. It's getting crazy. That actually dropped down a little bit this weekend, but it was as high as $15, $25 over the last week if you wanted to send the fastest possible transaction. So I don't think we're going to see any Bitcoin ampers anytime soon, but if you want to do it the old-fashioned way, we do still have PayPal, and we do also have
credit card. Do we not do BCH?
Right. No, unfortunately, it was very expensive to just implement the Bitcoin method of paying, and I don't have a bunch of people banging down my door saying implement BCH.
Right, right.
So it's like, do I really want to pay programmers another, you know, thousands of dollars or whatever it would be?
Like if we could implement something from the AnyPay guys into that,
maybe
somehow
down the line. It's everything with websites is expensive.
I know they're just
not worth
started
it
with their web offering, so it's just a thought.
We don't run WooCommerce either. It's it's not a WordPress site, so it's like everything we want to do is really expensive, and it sucks. Frankly, I can't stand web design. The toll free number is 855-450-free, like freedom. So sorry about that. If you want to do BCH, you can just contact me directly, and I'll give you an address. It's a lot easier that way than to automate that system.
Yeah.
So
we can just, you know, pay for a year's worth of AMP and then you can do it that way.
Yeah. amp.freetalklive.com. You can do that. And we go back to an article from the Washington Times. It's an opinion piece from a gentleman named F.H. Buckley. He is a professor at Scalia Law School, author of American Secession, The Looming Threat of a National Breakup. And he says that he thinks that it could be done, that it is not impossible constitutionally. And he says that it doesn't mean that states have a unilateral right of secession. They'd have to negotiate the terms of exit, including how to divide federal property, like the military bases, and responsibility for the public debt. But so long as, and by the way, I don't agree that the states would have any responsibility for the public debt. They didn't make those choices.
Agreed. But
I say walk on it.
So a state, let's say, well, I mean, a state did to some extent make that agreement in so much as they were part of the United States federal government, United States federal government, when the agreement was made with the to create the Federal Reserve and all that sort of thing. So, you know, I suppose you could claim there's some responsibility. However, it's pretty clear at this point the United States federal government has no intention of paying back the money that it owes, $27 trillion. If history is any guide, the money will be bumped forward until the dollar's devalued and the federal government is considered insolvent.
When
by
states
the world
fail, they don't pay their debts off. They go away.
Yeah. I mean, with the current system in place and the national debt being what it is, I'm trying to remember the numbers. As soon as a child is born, it's like $38,000 in debt.
Presuming that it would actually have some sort of liability for debts that it did not incur, which is a ridiculous concept.
My point here is that, you know, you're supposed to be, in theory, born with zero debt.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible for you to incur debt, right? The debt of your fathers and all that kind of stuff.
That is not fair. You should not be able to have to pay off your dad's debt.
So now what we have is essentially debtor's prison.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the kid's born, they're already owing something thanks to the government.
I don't know if it's debtor's prison, but we have a very strange situation in the United
States.
It's
a free-range prison.
If you, for instance, are born
in
Belgium, you're a Belgian citizen, you leave Belgium and you go to, I don't know, you pick a place, St. Lucia, and you begin doing business there, you owe taxes to St. Lucia. You don't owe any to Belgium. However, if you're a United States citizen and you go to St. Lucia to do business, you owe taxes to St. Lucia and the United States federal government claims that if you make enough money, you owe money to them. You could have not stepped foot on the ground in the U.S. for 20 years, and it's the only country in the world. I hear North Korea does too, but I mean, that's, since they don't let people travel from North Korea, it's functionally a pointless statement. That basically the United States is the only government that has this sort of rule where,
well, anything they say, if people do it, then it's going to work. But if people just say screw off, then what are they going to do about it?
And that's what the whole thing behind secession is so powerful, is that Americans love red, white, and blue. They love that eagle. They love all of that stuff. And the idea of breaking that seems very unlikely. The only state to me that has even a possibility is Texas.
Disagree.
Because they are even more
I got to come back to Father George Carlin. I leave the symbols to the symbol-minded.
Well, but beyond that, I've actually had experience talking with people about secession. I've done secession outreach here in New Hampshire at public events that were not libertarian events. We're talking about just like a county fair. We're talking about outside of of Independence Day. They've got like a baseball game here, handing out flyers to people about secession. Now, when you're flyering, you don't get a whole lot of time to talk, but as far as the initial reactions and what people say or you know how they react to those flyers, I've found it's been very positive. Because while people may have a love for what you're talking about, Mark, the red, white, and blue and the symbols and the American
patriotism, yeah.
And the apple pie and all that stuff, they also, at least in
apple
New Hampshire, they also really love New Hampshire. They really do. And the people here know that New Hampshire is...
Die, baby.
That's right. And they know the natives here know that there's something special about this place. And they love it. And so I think that they would be happy to trade. I think most people have given asked the question, would you like to have more freedom? Would you like to keep the money that you earn that right now you're paying in income tax? I remember when Harry Brown wrote his book 20 years ago, so I don't know what the current numbers are, but it was like the family of four was paying like $10,000 in income tax or something like that. Would you like to have that 10 grand back every single year so you can decide what you want to do with it, so you can spend it and save it and give it away in the way that you think is best? And have the ability to make more decisions for yourself, run the businesses the way you want to run it, have more abilities to, have more freedom. I think most people would give that serious consideration and say, you know what, I'd rather see the New Hampshire flag rather than the U.S. flag. Now, I'm no lover of flags. I'm no lover of governments. Yeah. But I've found a lot of positive response from people. Their smiles go right across their face when they like get the flyer from me and they read what it says on it. They're like, they get really excited about it.
Have you ever seen a kid like get its first job and then get its first paycheck?
It's a big deal,
right? And they think, oh, I'm making whatever it is, $15 an hour.
Then they
work
taxes.
10 hours, and they're like, I'm getting $150, right? They do the math, and then they get their check.
It's 100.
And it's like $98.
Yeah.
And they're like, what? I mean, that is the illustration of what government does to you. And they're bold enough that they put it right in your frickin' face.
Sure.
Right? Like, if you look at your pay stub, now everything's direct deposit these days, so you got to log into a thing to look at it. But you go and you look at it, and you're like, but I worked and I was expecting, and they're like, but I only get, right? And you just see that on their face, right? People forget that over time because they become acclimated to that.
Yeah.
But that is the reality of the situation.
It's called institutionalization.
Yes.
So long as democracy is a foundational value in our Constitution, a successful democratic secession referendum in a state couldn't be ignored. Instead, it would begin a set of negotiations on how the exit might happen. And we've seen this over in the UK over the last 4 years.
Right, UK voted, and it took 2 years to...
still going. They still haven't done it, haven't they?
Oh, I think they've done it.
No, if they did, it was sometime earlier this year, because as of earlier this year, they were still negotiating it. Check that for me if you can. In that case, we'd have the same kind of conversation the framers did about the optimal size of a country. Most of the framers thought that small was beautiful, and they were right. In my book, American Secession, I found that smaller countries are happier, freer, and less corrupt. And today, America is one of the biggest countries in the world in terms of population. And I think that's really important to point out. Smaller countries, happier, freer, and less corrupt. And you know why they're less corrupt? Because you're closer to these a-holes. Because you can actually go to the governor's house here in New Hampshire. You can go to the state representative's house. You can know where they live, and they don't have any protection.
Yeah, you're closer to the Dunbar number.
Here from Tom Edgington, reporting for the BBC, the UK is no longer a member of the European Union, but that's not the end of Brexit.
All right, just more coming up here in moments. You can take control of the airwaves. It's Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.